This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. As Africa continues its economic program of regional integration, the labor movement is trying its best to influence the process to benefit working people. In East Africa, for example, six countries are trying to integrate and coordinate their economic activities. They are Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, South Sudan, Burundi, and Rwanda. The labor movements in the region have created an organization called the East African Trade Union Confederation, IETUC. The General Secretary of the organization is Francis Atwali, the head of the Central Labor Federation in Kenya. IETUC's acting executive secretary is Caroline Kamati Mugala. I asked Ms. Mugala, what were the major problems being faced by unions in East Africa?
In terms of some of the major problems that we have, I think the most common problem among our affiliates is in terms of financial constraints and over-reliance on cooperating partners. As you know, the membership of trade unions in East Africa is going down. So even in terms of members' contribution to the organization is also reducing. So we are actually having a financial constraint. The other issue that is the issues of commitment on the part of the membership and then experiencing a low trade union membership, and which is leading to a low membership density. And then we still have the issue of male dominance in terms of trade union leadership. So we are having an increase of female members, but in terms of trade union leadership within the region, we have few trade union women taking up, you know, key roles, and this is very pronounced. If you look at our summit members, there are six of them, and all of them are male, which shows that in East Africa, we do not have any affiliate of IETUC that has a secretary general that is female. So you see, those are some of the challenges. We have lack of participation in trade union activities. So we are not just facing the issue of women participation in leadership, but you're also facing the issue of youth participation in the leadership. We are also having a problem with the no participation of national trade union in the regional integration process, because regional integration is not a typical trade union kind of theme.
Tell us about IETUC. What are its goals? Who leads it?
IETUC's main goal is basically to integrate workers' interests and efforts in the East African region with a view to develop a common approach towards enhancing social economy, justice through the participation of workers' organizations at all levels of the regional integration. Because the East African Community Treaty says that East African regional integration is a people's driven. How do you achieve the people's driven objectives other than involving trade unions as one of the stakeholders, because you have members to report to? Who leads it? IETUC is basically has three levels in terms of the structure. We have the summit. The summit is made up of general secretaries from our six affiliates, Mark. And East African community is actually made up of five countries. That is Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania. Then we have Rwanda and Burundi that joined in later in 2007. So we have six affiliates from the five countries. I'm saying six because when it comes to Tanzania, Tanzania mainland has its own labor law. So we have an affiliate from Zanzibar and an affiliate from Tanzania mainland that makes it six. Then we also have Sudan, South Sudan, as an observer organization within the IETUC family. So when I go back to your question, who leads IETUC, we have the summit that is basically made up of the six general secretaries from our affiliates. The topmost leader of IETUC is the chairman, But then the day-to-day running of ETUC is actually under the executive secretary.
ETUC has a social charter which it is promoting. What is in the charter and how are you using it?
Just to give you a brief background of the social charter, the social charter is actually a tool that we developed to use as our lobby and advocacy strategic tool to the East African community during the negotiations of the Common Market Protocol. As you know, right now East Africa have signed the Common Market Protocol and they're actually implementing it. So in terms of just solidifying the trade union position on what they would like to see, they wanted to see in the Common Market Protocol, we developed the social charter to just kind of bring together all the ideas that we wanted. At first, we wanted the social charter to be adopted as an annex of the Common Market Protocol, but we faced some challenges and some hurdles in having the document adopted, and we were borrowing from the European community that has an EU social charter, also borrowing from the SADC region that have a social charter to the Americas. And we thought it would be an important tool in terms of social issues that we'd like to see the EAC take on board. So for us, we thought the social charter would provide political leaders, industry leaders, while also offering a common platform for governance at the regional and international level. And we thought the social charter would also contribute to policy coherence for sustainable development in national policies, social, economic, and environmental objectives. Because as we were negotiating for the Common Market Protocol, one of the issues that was coming up clearly is, though the treaty is saying that the East African community integration is a people-driven, but we were finding that the business people were more taking a lead role in terms of saying whether they wanted to see the regional integration, you know, part look like. So the issues of the social aspect were being left behind.